Hello there, and you're very welcome to the programme. We, Sheehy Fogarty, with you until 1 o'clock for this Terrace Talk special, as usual now, an All-Ireland final morning coming to you from the Gresham Hotel here in Dublin. The All-Ireland final now, I suppose, wouldn't go on without Terrace Talk coming from the Gresham, and what a game it promises to be. Kerry in Dublin, I suppose it's the dream final, really, and you can sense the atmosphere. You can nearly cut it with a knife up here around Dublin. As usual, the Gresham, the foyer of the Gresham, absolutely packed with people, but all Kerry people this year, because it's just been, as the fella says, one team coming into the city, Dublin being here, and it's the one team. It makes everything that little bit easier. It promised to be a fascinating occasion, a cracking game that might go anywhere. We have loads of people to be talking to. You listen in. We bring you all our interviews, and I'm going to start off. I have two people sitting down in front of me. I have Richard Hartnett from the Mart in Castle Island. And Richard, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thank you, Weesha.
Nice to talk to you, my friend. Come here before I go to Jorkeen from Castle Island. Richard, what's the situation in regard of cattle and the sale of them and the prices and everything? Tell us, and we'll get away from this football for a change.
Well, thank you, Weesha.
I think that went down well, actually.
It's a massive improvement in here since we were here 2 years ago, and the price of stock have certainly realised a good price in the past 2 years.
And when Kerry are beaten, would the price of stock go down?
Pardon?
When Kerry are beaten, you said since we were here 2 years ago.
No, Kerry won 2 years ago.
And so the price goes up?
No, it didn't. It didn't go up 2 years ago when Kerry won that All-Ireland.
Right.
It didn't really arise in value until May of 2010.
Right.
But since then, people have got well paid for their efforts, and rightly so. Because remember, farmers are a very resilient people, and they are not going to walk away from their industry. And only for farming and tourism in Ireland right now, I personally think the country would be in a terrible position.
It is
going well. All aspects of farming are going well. Dairy and beef and tillage. And long may it continue, because it's our basic industry, and I hopefully the powers that be will not forget us like they did in the past, in the last 10 to 15 years.
Richard, football and farmers, how do they interlink?
Well, we are happy in the position that we are sponsoring the intermediate, the junior and football in the county. Most of our suppliers would be farmers, and most of them are from rural parishes, obviously. And we are very happy to be associated with those people. Farming is very important. It's very, very sad right now to see such immigration out the country, but it's marvellous to see such interest in farming. For example, applications to agricultural colleges were never as high in the last 20 years. So that it looks good from that point of view. But it's very important, Weesha, that we keep rural Ireland alive, and that we don't pass on to the next generation a total countryside full of trees. We want to make sure there's livestock there and there's people living in rural Ireland. We don't want to have a French situation where they all live in the towns.
Good. And of course, farming and Kerry football has been closely associated. There's a man listening home in North Kerry today to us. His name is Gus Cremin.
Oh, yes.
He's Kerry's oldest living captain.
Yes.
He captained Kerry in the drawn All-Ireland final in 1946. Unfortunately, he was dropped for the replay. Gus Cremin is in his 90s now. He's listening in. Gus, my friend, I was talking to you during the week. It's lovely to always to hear from you. He's Kerry's oldest living captain. And Gus Cremin, and he was a farmer, and he told me after the All-Ireland final in 1946, he was home and he was farming in his farm, and he was farming the following morning at 9 o'clock, because he said the tillage and the farm had to come before the Sam Maguire.
Absolutely. And Gus was farming in a terrible, terrible, tough years in 46 and 47, I'm led to believe. And he was an excellent farmer, and he passed it on to his sons, excellent farming, and I hope that they'll pass it on to their sons.
How important is it, Richard, to remember the likes of Gus Cremin and all the great footballers of the past?
Of course it's important to remember those men, but they came up in extremely tough times, and they gave great commitment, and they didn't have the way of travelling that we have nowadays, but they lived for their work and they lived for their football.
Well, we were talking about Castle Island. I'm going to talk to another Castle Island man here, a great friend of mine. Jorkeen, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thanks, Weesha. It's a pleasure.
Tell our listeners, Jor, what your occupation is.
I'm a physical therapist. I work up in Harpen International Sports Injury Clinic in Limerick with Ger Harpen. So, and I absolutely love every minute of my
Ger Harpen, he's sports clinic in Limerick. Limerick. And athletes fly in there from all over the world, don't they? Tell our listeners, rattle off a few names. Tell our listeners about that little lady that won.
Vivian Sherriott. She had the pleasure of being interviewed by you last year. She was here in March. And I remember back then she was saying her hope and wish was that she could retain her world title. And she did that just last month, and she actually won a second one with it. So she's the current world 5 and 10K champion. And she was adopted by Guinea-Guilla Athletic Club, and Breda Barrett was given a lovely gold chain, and which she still treasures.
And so she's from?
She's from Kenya. She's a Kenyan athlete. Yeah. She's the current number one lady in the world.
And she was on Terrace Talk.
She was on Terrace Talk. We will be back again,
And she's going to win 2 gold medals in the Olympics. Remember the name, folks. Vivian Sherriott. Watch out for her. We're going to adopt her for the Olympics. And of course, George, athletes fly into you from all over the world.
Monday morning we have a guy coming in from Australia, Ryan Gregson is his name, and right now it's football is the only thing in my mind, but come 9 o'clock tomorrow morning it'll be back into athletics again.
Now, how are the lads fixed injury wise today? Are they going to be dragging any legs after them going out in the field? What about the hamstrings and what about the old cruciate ligaments and all those things?
I'll tell you,
them all fixed up.
I'll tell you, they have a complete clean bill of health, Weishi. That's true. And that's a reflection on John Shukru and the medical team that work with them on a daily basis in the Kerry setup. And it's a reflection of the players as well, because it's a 50-50 partnership. You can't just hop on a table and expect, just fix me. These guys have a dedication to the job that they have to do in order to be able to walk out on the pitch today that people don't. People with the greatest will in the world couldn't even begin to realise what they put themselves through.
You told me, George, that you'll find it amazing, the dedication that these footballers come to Limerick and get.
This journey started last September, Weishi, and I'll tell you this, to a man, every single one of them so much want this All-Ireland final, to a man, every single one of them. If this has to get down and dirty in the mud, they're willing to do that because they won't want to let this go today.
You and I were at the hurling final together lately, Joe. We were sitting with Brian Cody's family.
That's right.
Up there in Croke Park. And we were amazed at the fitness and the agility of the Kilkenny backs. They're saying that the Kerry defenders are getting a bit old, but the Kilkenny defenders, that they won the game, and they're up around the same age group.
They were actually older as a collective. We added up the ages on the way down. We shield the car. And the Kilkenny defenders were older by about 9 years as a collective age group.
They were. You have your son with you this morning.
Kevin is here today, one of the most loyal supporters of the Kerry team. So
yeah, but he also picked the right club across the water, didn't he?
Yes, that's right.
Manchester United.
Yes, he's a Man United supporter as well, Weishi.
Sure, how's it going to go today? Kevin, how do you think it's going to go?
I'd say Kerry will win, but it's going to be one close game anyway.
It's going to be one close game. Sure, how do you think it's going to go?
I have absolutely no doubt that if it comes down to kicking a point to win this, it's the Kerry boys will kick that point.
Richard, your prediction. You're falling asleep there over on the right. Wake up and be with us.
Oh, no, I'm not falling asleep.
I'm only blanking. Come here, your prediction. Your prediction, Rich.
I think Kerry will win it by about 3 points, but it'll be an extremely exciting game.
Could we see the Sam Maguire Cup being paraded around the mat on Castle Island?
Well, now, if we got into the main towns first,
yes,
we'd bring it on to the mat at a later stage.
Yeah, come here, Rich. Always nice to talk to you.
Thank you, Weishi.
Keep up the good work and your sponsorship for the football in Kerry. You're doing tremendous work. Joe, great. Oh, by the way, we mentioned Joe Hartman. He's one of the top injury,
physical therapist,
the world, isn't he? The world. He goes, travels all over the world. He has a book coming out very shortly. Fascinating new book, hasn't he?
He has. The book is called Born to Perform. How sports has influenced and changed my life. It's a history of the triathlon in Ireland, and then also it moves into life messages about sport. It's a lovely, interesting read. One or two of the players got to read it in advance of it being fully published, and I know that they found it very interesting coming into the final to read it.
Great stuff. It was great having you, lads. We're going for a break. When I come back, I'll be talking to the Lord Mayor of Killarney, Sean Conan, and we're going to be having a song. We're going to be having a song in memory of a man who you sing here every at the All-Ireland morning. The late, great Gary McMahon would come in here and sing his favourite song. So we have a lady coming to sing the very same song in memory of Gary. 066-712-3666. Stay with us. We'll be back shortly from the Gresham Hotel here in Dublin.
Terrace Talk with Weishi Fogarty on Radio Kerry.
Hello there, and you're very welcome back to the special Terrace Talk coming from the packed foyer at the Gresham Hotel, and it's Kerry in Dublin this evening, of course, and that's going to be an absolutely cracking game, and you can listen to it on Radio Kerry. Click into Radio Kerry this evening, turn on your dial, and you can hear all the best of the action on Radio Kerry. Well, every year here in the Gresham, one man who's no longer with us, the great Gary McMahon, what a wonderful person he was. He'd come along and he'd sing his own song, The Kingdom's Green and Gold. So, in memory of Gary McMahon, one of the great footballers, Gary McMahon scored the fastest goal ever scored in an All-Ireland final. In 1962, he punched the ball into the net after 32 seconds, would you believe? And every year he told me he'd go to the All-Ireland final and his two sons would sit alongside him. And when the ball would be thrown in, Gary would look at his watch and he'd time it. And after 32 seconds, he turned to the two sons and he'd say, "My record is safe for another year." So that was Kerry won that year, of course. And Karen Trench from Listowel, who you've heard on Terrace Talk here before, is going to sing his song, his favourite song, in the memory of Gary McMahon, The Kingdom's Green and Gold. And we'd have a nice bit of hush for this. Away with you, Karen.
You say tradition counts for naught when two teams take the field. I fear you are mistaken, lad, and time will make you yield. And when your hair is as grey as mine, and the years have made you old, then you'll invoke the truth I spoke of the kingdom's green and gold. You cannot box or bottle it or grasp it in your hand, but pride of place and love of race inspire a love of land. Time honored is our birthright. You will never break the mold, for it's deep within the soul of us who wear the green and gold. Grey lakes and mountains soaring high, Mount Brandon's holy hill, the little church at Galarus, our language living still, the Skellig Rock, stout football stock that can't be bought or sold. For our county's fame, we play the game in the kingdom's green and gold. We savour Kerry victories, we salute the gallant foe, and if we lose, there is no excuse, we pick up our bags and go. So raise your glass, each lad and lass, to our warriors brave and bold, who each year aspire to the Sam Maguire in the kingdom's green and gold.
Well, let's hear it for the story. And she might stay with us and later on give us another song, because with that voice, a beautiful voice. Karen, well done, in memory of the late, great Gary McMahon. Well, now I'm joined by the Lord Mayor of Killarney, Sean Coonan, but I know him as a football man. Sean, you're very welcome to the programme. Very well. Sean is a former selector with the Kerry team. He trained his Kerry to win three county championships in a row. Sean, as Lord Mayor of Killarney, of course, you have won the tidy town in All-Ireland. And now the big expectation is that Colm Cooper would bring home the Sam Maguire. Yeah. Means a lot to Kerry, means a lot to the town.
Yeah, I suppose we should, like, I mean, I'd like to wish the lads from Killarney all the best this morning. Like, there's one of our own clubmen, James Dunahan, 5 Croke lads involved. Would you believe it, I'm a small bit more nervous than I was going to any game, because Colm Cooper is a neighbour of mine. And we had great sports people in Ardshan always. And we feel that if Colm could bring Sam back into Ardshan, that would be the ice in the cake for us, like, you know. So, fingers are crossed, and the expectation is there, but it won't be easy. I think the conditions out there this morning with the wind and the rain, you know, that kind of drags the class team down a small little bit and levels the situation off a little bit. But I'd be very hopeful that Colm will bring that back in Cash and Avulia over the next week or two, you know. And tomorrow night will be a great night in Killarney if he manages to pull it off.
Are you surprised, Sean, that Paul Gallivan isn't starting? He's probably one of the best footballers in the 32 counties.
Yeah, I'm a little bit surprised in that way, Sean. I think very early in the season at the start of the National League, I wrote a few articles in relation to what I thought we should have been doing during the league campaign, like, you know. And I think I kind of forecast that there'd be a situation come down between Dunica Walsh and Paul at this particular point in time. But having said that, and being on the line with Kerry myself, like, I mean, it is now a 20-man game. And I don't like the use of the impact sub situation. I mean, that's only a word. But I think selectors have to give themselves an extra kind of plan B. And you can only do that from the line. And I think Gallivan will be a tremendous asset to Kerry when introduced. Like, and I've no doubt that he will be introduced. Hopefully not introduced when we're down 4 or 5 points. I want to see him introduced when we're up 4 or 5 points.
The important, Sean, of a Kerry Dublin final, for me anyway, it would be the dream final. There is no other final better than Kerry and Dublin. Would you put a Kerry Cork final before a Kerry Dublin final?
Well, I suppose, you know, the fact that we meet Cork so often in the Fitzgerald Stadium and in Cork, we meet him very often. We haven't met Dublin for many, many years. But I think the importance of this game, like, to me, is from a footballing perspective. I thought Dublin played tremendous football against Tyrone. I thought they played the game the way I'd like to see it played. I expect nothing from Kerry with that type of game every time that they go out, so I'm anticipating a very good opening game of football.
You were listening to Cam Trench there singing that song, the Gary McMahon song. You'd have remembered Gary, of course.
I do.
And
you'd
have remembered him playing and all.
Yes, I remember Gary, yeah. My first time in Croke Park actually was a league final in 1958 between Derry and Kerry, and I saw probably the two of my favourite midfielders any of all time that day, Jim McKeever of Derry and Mick O'Connell. Yeah. To me, they played the game the way I like to see the game played, you know? Which I think today will be vital, that the middle of the pack is going to be vital today. The middle third, I think, will decide this game today. If we can pull enough a ball out of that and get into our forwards, I expect that we'll get through.
Kerry came up in 1975, Sean, with a team of teenagers. They were completely underrated now, and they wiped Dublin off the field. Could the reverse happen today?
Well, it's always a possibility, and I mean, Dublin have nothing to lose, but I honestly believe myself, if we don't go man-to-man, you know, I've been looking at some of the videotapes there of, you know, teams opening us up for goals, and I believe that is, in my opinion, it's this man-for-man thing. But I think if we set up our six backs in the traditional way today and deny Dublin the space between the 45 and the inside line, I expect that we'll win.
Good stuff, Sean. Stay with us a minute. Now I'm going to Margaret Carmody. Margaret Carmody and myself have something in association with each other, because she saw her first All-Ireland, Kerry in Dublin, in 1955, and it was also the first one that I saw. Margaret, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thank you very much, Rishi. I'm delighted to be here.
I'm
delighted to wish Kerry a magnificent win today.
Tell us where you're from.
I'm from Knockanure, my van, I want to congratulate my two North Kerry players, Shane Inrise and Paul Gallivan. They've played a major part in bringing Kerry to where they are, and I do hope they'll be brought on today as such.
You don't feel like giving us one or two bars of the Bally of Knockanure?
No, I'd love
you're
to be able
on.
To sing. No,
you're
no.
Give us one rattle.
I can't sing.
Should she sing the song?
No, I can't.
I want it better. Come here, anyway. You were there in 55, the 1950. What are your memories of Kerry in Dublin, that legendary historic final of 55?
Well, the one memory that has stayed in my mind is the name of John Dowling, because he was the name. He was the name that was mentioned. We came by taxi from Knockanure.
Yeah.
All my uncles emigrated to England, and my father was the only one that didn't. So my uncles would come home every year for All Ireland and the races.
Yeah.
And they hired the local taxi in Knockanure, and my father and my uncles, my late brother and myself came to the Met. I was 7 years of age. I'm giving away my age now, Rishi. Yeah.
So, if you're 50...
63.
You said it, not me, no.
Well,
I didn't say it.
Sure.
I was always warned one time, never ask a lady her age. I didn't ask you your age.
Suppose, Rishi, I'm like an old bed halfpenny around North Kerry, anyhow.
Well,
I'm so well known.
There's two of us there.
All right.
Anyway, come here anyway.
But that was my memory.
And John
of
was the captain. What a memorable experience.
Oh, it was a fantastic game of football, and I suppose from there on my interest, I think three All-Irelands since 55 I have missed.
Yeah.
And I was here in 59 when Mick O'Connell captained the team. We were going down on the train. There used to train come into Kilmorna.
Yeah.
We travelled by train My father, when talking to Mick O'Connell, he left the cup after him. He injured his leg that day.
That's your spot
And he left
on.
The
yeah.
cup in the dressing room, yeah, and he was yeah. on his way home. And he was a very humble man for his skills and his talent.
In actual fact, the story about Mick O'Connell and the cup, and he told me lately, I was doing an interview with him for something that's coming up. He was being shouldered across the field with the cup, and the cup was dragged out of his hands, and he never saw it again until they brought it to Valencia Island.
Yeah, he went home by train.
But that was a fabulous All-Ireland, wasn't
exactly,
it?
Exactly, yeah.
Sean, turning back to Sean Cooney. Sean, we're talking about the 55 All-Ireland. You and I think you have good memories of it. That really set the scene for... They're all talking about the 70s, but the 55 final probably set the scene for Kerry and Dublin rivalry.
Yeah, 55. No, I wasn't there wishing 55, but I mean, I've read it. I wouldn't have been there at all then. But I mean, Kerry were expected to be taken asunder that particular day, and... You know, Dublin had the Cahill O'Leary's and all these fellas and the Heffernans and everything, and so Ned Roach and John Downey and all those guys, they did the business that particular day, like, you know, and it's such a kind of a fascinating, I suppose, between Kerry and Dublin as well, like, it kind of set that whole tremendous, and a lot of people said that that's the day that Kerry football became of age, 1955.
Yeah.
Margaret, it was great talk. Do you want to say something?
Can I just say something? Of right. all the All-Irelands, the 1975 is the one I really enjoyed.
Yeah.
When them young Cubs came up from Kerry and they really walloped the Dubs in 75, and they were the total outsiders.
That's the day Mickey Ned got the welterweight bone.
Exactly, from the heart. They nearly killed him.
And finished up in the hospital. Yeah. Margaret, it was great talking to you.
Thank you very much,
Richie. Great, Sean. Great to talk to you.
Thank you very much.
We look forward to your column in the Kerryman next week.
Hopefully I'll get the chance where you should have the chain on my neck and to have Colin Cooper with the cup in Killarney tomorrow night.
That's right. 0667123666 0833300300. Trevor Gallivan is on sound here, folks. He's one of the soundest men in the country. But listen, he's a single man, but this time next week he'll be married. Because next Saturday morning, in Tralee, he's getting married, so we all want to wish him the best of luck. What's the name of his bride again? What's the name for?
Claire.
He's getting married to Claire next Saturday. So, three cheers for the man in the sound. Hip hip.
Hooray!
Hip hip.
Hooray!
Hip hip.
Hooray!
There you are now. Have a great day anyway next Sunday. We'll be back shortly. Stay with us.
Terrace Talk with Wishy Fogarty on Radio Kerry.
Yes, indeed. You're very welcome back here to Dublin, to the Gresham Hotel. We're in the fire. The place is absolutely packed, and of course, there's Kerry in Dublin later on. We are having a chat with the ordinary, the grassroots, as the fella said, the man down at the bottom, just keeping the GA going in Kerry and in the whole country. By the way, for Tim Lacey and all in the Rock Inn and the Munster Bar in Tralee, from Mary and John up the kingdom, they say, to everyone in Marion Park in Tralee, Angela and Jimmy O'Sullivan, Nick Aidan, and the two little men, Adam and Willem. Hope you have a brilliant time watching the match. That's from Fiona and Liam. To Sammy and Sis Scanlon, hope you enjoy the game. Martin and Chris Scanlon also. And a beg in Linksnaw. For all the gang in Glencar, and in Killorgan, from Abby and Mick Fitzgerald, and for everyone at home, Neil Bergen, Castle Island, and Anna Bergen, and Neil is out in Kuwait listening to the program this morning. Neil Bergen from Castle Island. Neil, my friend, we send you best wishes. Hope you enjoy the game on Radio Kerry. Laura and even McLaughlin and Tarbert, and Jacqueline Histon in Limore, and Oisín and Kieran. And there are loads and loads of requests coming in to everybody. Happy birthday to Amber Staunch, Staunch Kerry, 9 today, from Blackwater, from her uncles and the Clifford brothers in Temple Noe. From Anne and JP Dillon, Mary and Joe Clifford, from Kathleen and Christina. For all in Roisin, and in Roisin, from Jordi, Neely, Saoirse, and John and Manus, Kiri Abu up the kingdom. Now I'm talking to more people. Mari Hughes is a member of the Kerry Association. Mari, you're very welcome to the program.
How are you?
Nice to talk to you. The program wouldn't go on without somebody from the Kerry Association here.
Thank you very much. Well, it's a pleasure to be here this September, Richie.
You're very, very busy in the association at the moment. I got your newsletter lately. You have a lot of stuff coming up.
We have a load of stuff coming up at the moment. We're celebrating 60 years. And the immediate thing is tonight, our function out in Jury's, the D4 Hotels. So come out, support your team. Tickets available at the door.
Yeah, well, you have a lot of more things coming up, and of course you ran a big God Classic for the team.
Fantastic for the team, yeah. The big support, as I say, tonight. Come out and support us. Tomorrow night then, some of us are travelling down, please God, with the team and that sort of thing, you know, to follow the team.
How important is the Kerry Association in Dublin,
Very important on a morning like this morning, because people are ringing you to find accommodation, to find tickets, to find, function tickets. You know, it's a great gathering place.
A tremendous buzz going around.
Pardon?
A tremendous buzz. A
huge buzz. I mean, there's nothing better than meeting on a Saturday evening out at the train station or that, going out to Houston, picking up a crowd. It's absolutely
fantastic. How long is the Kerry Association in existence now?
We're celebrating 60 years.
If anybody coming to Dublin from Kerry or from anywhere else, a Kerry person, why should they join the association, and how do they join?
They join the association, our website, www.kerryassociation.ie.
It's all dot coms and dot ie's. If you're not into the dots now, if you're not into the dots, you're lost.
You're not
into the dots. Stay with you, dear. Well, on Terrace Talk there last week, we put out a request that anybody would like to make an appearance, just get on to us, and Noel O'Connor from Causeway did that. Noel, you're very welcome to the programme.
Good morning, Richie.
Noel, I didn't know when I sit down, you look after my car for me, don't you?
I do. I suppose it's the straw hat, Richie.
It's the straw hat, of course, yeah. You're working Adams and Tralee, and you look after my Renault.
We do indeed, yeah. We do indeed.
How's the car business?
We're busy enough now, in fairness, we can't complain, I suppose. Thanks to the government, the last 18 months have been very good with the scrappage, and Renault kind of dominated that into things for the 18 months, so we can't really complain.
Would the fact that Kerry being an All-Ireland final, would it have anything to do with car sales in Kerry, seriously?
It would. Like, we would be keeping the profile out there all the time. A lot of the players would have driven Renaults in the last couple of years, between ourselves in Adams and Tralee, and Donoghue and Ratmore would have supported a lot of the Kerry players over the last 4 or 5 years.
Yeah. Now I want to turn to John Hiller. John, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thank you, Richie.
Now, the only reason this man is on the programme, there's only one reason that I'm after bringing him over tonight, because his daughter is going marrying Trevor over here, and that's the reason why he's on. How did you accept this man into the family?
Was it
difficult? Come here, tell us, when he came home now, when he came home with Claire, did he go down on his two knees and beg for her?
No, I didn't see him doing that, no, Trevor, but you know what?
Yeah.
You know what? He's like a son of my family, I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
They're going out together for a good number of years, but you know what? They never had a problem. They've always been happy. You could call into him at any time. You know what? I nearly claim him for my son.
Come here, we're embarrassing him now, but that's what we're setting out to do. Mm-hmm. And come here, he's on sound in Radio Kerry for years, but he's one of the soundest men you'd meet, isn't he?
Absolutely.
Come here, we'll go away from that. I suppose it's going to make a great wedding, is it?
Oh, fabulous.
Did he spare any bob at all?
No, and I heard they're going to close down Radio Kerry for that wedding.
we're all looking forward to it anyway. Listen, we hope to have a great life, and we hope to have a happy life.
Absolutely.
Claire and Trevor, and we wish them all the best in the world, and we're having a little bit of crack, that's all. How's the game going to go? How is the game going to go?
I think we'll win it by 3-4 points. I think Kerry are up for it. They're hungry, and I think that semi-final last year, they're hot.
Noel, hunger is a great sauce, the old woman said one time.
Oh, totally. My prediction today, Rishi, I think that with the backs and the six forwards we have, the only way Dublin are going to stop Kerry today is if they park the Lewis in front of the half-forward line.
Yeah.
That's my prediction.
You're fully convinced of that?
Yeah, I think they'll do it, yeah.
Maura, you've seen a lot of All-Ireland since you came. How long are you in Dublin?
I'm in Dublin since 1969. Straight out of Colashdeede to Dublin.
Yeah, where are you native of?
I'm a native of Valencia.
And what did you do all your life up in Dublin then?
Pardon?
What did you do all your life in Dublin?
On board Salahra and Letricish.
Right. Valencia, of course. It's great for you, Valencia, great place. Associated with one man, of course.
With one man, the great Mick O'Connell.
I saw Michael Lyne out there a while ago from Valencia Island. Yeah. If he's around, he might come up to us, because Michael is on a special kind of a mission today.
A next door neighbour of mine.
Yeah, there's a big collection going on for a very worthy cause. If Michael Lyne is right around, we might see him. But how do you think the game is going to go?
The I'll stick with what I said on Friday morning. I think Kerry by 3 points.
Yeah, by 3 points. Well, listen, Mara, it was great having you.
Yeah.
And the association here, 60 years in existence, you've done tremendous work. If there's any people from Kerry living in Dublin, join the association and give it a hand up
We'd be delighted to have you.
No, it was great having you.
Just before I go away, yes, but I just want to wish my wife, Joanne O'Connor in Causewitha, best of luck today, and young Darrow, who's parading around the house with his Kerry jersey on.
Lovely stuff. And John, we'll see you next Saturday, please, God.
With God's help.
We'll be so here, yeah. And we'll be expecting now, as the father of the bride, that you'll be standing the bar all day long.
Well, sir.
And when anyone goes up for a drink to the barman will say, no money today. Trevor and John have said that there's no money to be taken across
if
the country.
If there'll be any football left after this weekend, we'll be so fine.
Listen to me anyway, lads. Great having you. We had a great talk back. Keep them Reynolds going well over there.
Thanks, Richie.
Keep them going. And when there's electrics go wrong, I remember my one broke down one time, and it broke down outside your door. Would you believe?
And you were well looked after.
And I was well looked after. You can be bullshit.
Richie, can I say one thing?
You can say two things.
You're an ambassador for Kerry football and Radio Kerry, because every corner of Kerry you mentioned this weekend, they're looking forward to you down there.
We're doing the best we can.
And that's absolutely true.
And the game has gone out live all over the world on Radio Kerry to the end.
You are. And you're all, you're listening in every part of Kerry.
Good stuff. Keep it up, lads. And
here.
Pardon?
Here, she's here.
Listen to me. Well done, and all the best. We'll be back shortly. We've lots of more requests to call out, lots of more people to talk to. Stay with us on Terrace Talk.
Terrace Talk with Wheaty Fogarty on Radio Kerry.
Yes, indeed, you're very welcome back to the Gresham. Of course, the usual Terrace Talk coming from the Gresham, the morning of the All-Ireland, of course, is promising to be a cracking All-Ireland final. There's a young lady out there watching me. She's smiling, and she threw her request up in front of me, and she's out now watching me all the time. And her request is, Rishi, Louise from West Cork is here. Louise from West Cork is there. And she wants to remind everyone that Daniel Goulding and company will be back next year to put the run on you, she says. Up the boys of Kilmichael. Thank you, Louise. Hello to Joanne and Mikey O'Dowd from Dingle, from Olive and Jimmy. To all the Welshes in Castle Gregory from Tom and Tierney. To Eileen O'Dowd, Kilcommon, Castle Gregory, from Edward in the Gresham. Best wishes to Henry from the Murphys here at the Gresham. Up to the match, Mike Shanahan and Joel Linehan, best of luck to the Kerry team. Up for the match for all the staff in the Red Fox, Massey Pierce, John Mulville, Timmy, Chrissy, Katrina, O'Leary. Please play a good Kerry song from the top shelf, from Jim and Marion Griffin and Dukes and Glenbay. To Danny Broderick and to Danny Broderick, the PP in Tarbert, who's ill at the moment in hospital. Danny, we send your best wishes. John Histon and family, Castle Mahan and Eileen Carrigan Tarbert, and to T.G. O'Connor, and T.G. O'Connor, the great referee, a great friend of mine who's ill at the moment. And T.G., we send your best wishes, my friend. Now I have more people to talk to. Micheál Lyon is up here from an old friend of mine, one of the great GM in of this county, Micheál Lyon from Village Island. Micheál, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thank you, Richie.
Even though, Micheál, you're up for your team All-Ireland, but you're here on a kind of a different mission, really. You're here on a kind of an appeal, really, for a relation of yours that very seriously ill.
Yes, outside here today in O'Connell Street, there's a bucket collection for Sean Lyon. His people come from Valencia, and is 19 years of age, plays hurling with St. Kevin's Club here in Dublin, and he's developed a brain tumour. It's stage 4, and it's not operable here in this country, so his only hope of survival is to go to Texas, to the Burzinski Clinic, and at a cost of £120,000, you know, so it's very expensive, and they're trying to raise funds. So if you see buckets outside here today, it's for the Sean Lyon Benefit Fund.
What age is he, Micheál? What age is he?
He's 19 years.
19 years of age, yeah.
Yeah.
And come here, what about people listening that would like to subscribe to the fund?
Yes, there is. I don't have the number here with me now, but St. Kevin's GA Club are doing a collection, and they have a bank account number, you know?
Yeah. Hopefully, what's the prognosis, Micheál?
Well, the prognosis is not good, but his only hope, as I say, is to go to Texas, and that is the one hope he has left at this stage.
Yes, yeah. You're involved in the GME Hall all your life. How long are you involved?
Oh, God, I couldn't say that. I went to the seminary in Killarney in 1963, I have been involved either as a player or whatever, manager, whatever.
What was the best display you ever saw in an All-Ireland final by an individual?
The best display? Yeah,
by an individual.
I suppose it could be between Mick O'Connell maybe or Maurice Fitzgerald, I suppose. Yeah. You know, who can forget Maurice Fitzgerald's kicking from even down in South Kerry. A lot of people have seen him in Crow Park, but I've seen him down in Waterville and Carsevine, and some of his kicking has been something to watch, you know.
There are only two All-Ireland finals called after individuals. In 1959 final, it was known as the Sean Murphy final. And 1997, it's known as the Maurice Fitzgerald final.
Yeah.
So that pays tribute. That answers the question, really, yeah, doesn't it? Yeah. Now I'm also joined by Siobhan Casey from Renard and Castlevine. Siobhan called into Terrace Talk last week and she said, I'd love to meet you on the Gresham and have a chat, Siobhan. You're very welcome.
Thank you very much, Misha.
Yeah, come here. You're a regular listener to Terrace Talk.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. Come here anyway. What do you see in around Dublin this morning? Do you think it's that little bit quieter because there's not a second team from the country in? And what's the buzz like?
It's busy enough, I'd say.
Yeah.
It seems to me actually there's plenty of green and gold anyway.
Yeah. Tell us about Renard and the football club down there. Are you a member of it?
Oh, I am a member. I'm a score officer down there.
Yeah.
So fine and active, and we've dancing. We've won the girls' football and boys.
How important would you say that the Renard club is to Kerry football? Why is Renard important?
Well, first of all, we've Killian Young, of course, so it's very important. But it's very football. GAA is very important to all the young ones around the area, especially in the country. It's different in the cities when they have places to go. Whereas in Renard and Castlemaine, it's very quiet, and the GAA is.
What's your view on the match today?
We'll win it by four, hopefully.
How many finals have you been at?
Oh, I've been at a few now since 97.
Have you, Siobhan? Stay with us there. Now, I'm turning to little man, who is probably our youngest guest this morning, Darian Hurley. And, of course, Darian's dad is Brian Hurley, who is the well-known Radio Kerry presenter every morning and breakfast in Kerry. Darian, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thanks.
Nice to have you. What age are you?
10.
10. Now, how many All-Ireland finals have you been at?
Just this one.
Just this one?
Yeah.
What are you looking forward to most of all?
Seeing the Gooch
playing?
Yeah.
And when you walk into Croke Park, what do you think you're going to see? What's the one thing that you're going to see? Would it be the green field? I remember when I saw the Croke Park first in 1955, I was only your age nearly, a little bit younger, yeah, even though I'm sure none of it. The first thing that struck me, Darian, was the green field. You've watched all the games on television.
Yeah.
And talk to us about the Gooch. What's so important about him?
I just like the way he plays, the way he takes points.
What way does he play, do you think?
I don't know.
You don't know. Come here, your dad is always talking on the radio.
A lot,
does he? Do you think that you'd like to be working on the radio, Kerry, when you get older?
Yeah.
And what would you like to be doing? Would you like to be doing the sports, or would you like to be doing a programme like your dad?
A programme like your dad, yeah.
Who's at home now listening?
My mum, my brother, my sister.
Tell us their names. What's your mum's name?
Jackie.
And what's your brother's name?
Brogan.
And he's not one of the Brogans of Dublin, is he? There's playing today at all. No. Anyway, Brogan. And who's the other lad?
Leanna.
Leanna. How are you the oldest?
Yeah.
How do you get on with them?
Not that well.
And you have your Kerry jersey and all lined up. When did you come up?
This morning, around an hour ago.
Is that right? How did you enjoy the journey?
Not that much. It was tiring.
So when did you see Kerry playing last now? What match were you at last?
This is my first match.
And when did you see Kerry playing in Tralee? Or in Killarney?
No.
And the Gooch is outside of Gooch now, would you have another favourite footballer?
Darren O'Sullivan,
no. It is easy knowing why Darren O'Sullivan is your favourite. Is he the fastest footballer you ever saw?
Yeah.
Is he?
Yeah.
How fast can he go, do you think?
I don't know.
Listen, you're a great young fella. And if you'll be half as good as your dad, Brian Hurley, you'll be a great young fella. So listen to me. And do you ever come to the programmes with Brian and sit in and see how he does?
Yeah.
Do you?
Yeah.
And did you ever correct him in anything? Did you ever say to him, that wasn't right?
Yeah.
Did you? What? Tell us one instance that he was wrong.
I know, I've just done it a good few times now.
So he makes a lot of mistakes. Oh, Fiona Stackers around here with Eileen Mightnan, and they'll listen to that, and because that won't go down too well. He makes a good few mistakes, doesn't he? But everybody makes mistakes. Listen to Daniel, Darian, it was lovely having you.
Thanks.
It was great, and I tell you, look forward to Croke Park and enjoy every second of it. Michal, turning back to you there, the game itself today, what do you think? You're an old shrewd campaigner now. You've seen them all.
I'd say it would be a fascinating contest. You
fascinating
know,
is the word.
This is one of the better Dublin, one of the best Dublin teams I've seen, I think. One of the best. They have better footballers now, I think, than they had for a long, long time.
Yeah.
You know, so it will be fascinating, the tactics. All about tactics now, isn't it? And I think it's going to be fascinating from the throw-in, you know.
Well, Michal, listen, thanks for coming. And listen, best of luck to, what's his name again?
Sean Lyon.
The best of luck to Sean, and that we sincere. If you're not giving, if you're Bob, say a little prayer for Sean. A little prayer. Prayers help a lot too. People out there listening, people in the Gresham around, say a little prayer for that man who's ill at the moment, and we sincerely hope. Of course, Michal, you lost a lovely young son yourself, didn't you?
I did indeed, Garodia. Yeah, he was 11, yeah.
He was 11. A lovely young man. I knew him well. Lovely young man. Lovely young man. But it's nice to remember him this morning.
Well, it is indeed. And
because if he was alive today, he'd be with his dad at the All-Ireland, like Darian is with his dad today. So nice to remember Garrod. He was a lovely young man. And any time I'm down in Valencia, I always just think of him. So listen, Michal, have a great day.
Thank you,
have
Richie.
A great day, thank you. And Siobhan, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Richie.
And Dan, thanks for coming on Terrace Talk.
You're welcome.
And listen to me, there's no reason I won't be around forever. Listen, what you should tell your dad is you want to be the presenter of Terrace Talk when you get old. Will you do that?
Yeah.
What do you want to be?
The presenter of Terrace Talk.
Yeah. We're going for a short break. When we come back, we'll have lots of more people to talk to. We are here in the Gresham, and remember, the big game is on. And, of course, the minor final on Tipperary and Dublin and Ross up there. Stay with us. We'll be back shortly.
Croker Countdown Special, brought to you in association with Kerry Group, proud sponsors of all Kerry Intercounty GAA teams.
Finug GAA Club would like to wish Paul Galvin and all the Kerry team the very best of luck in the All-Ireland Football Final.
For anyone not lucky enough to travel to Croker this Sunday, the INEC Killarney has the next best thing. Watch the All-Ireland Final on Ireland's biggest TV screen. Admission is just €5. Children under 12 and anyone wearing a Dublin jersey go free. There'll be prizes for the best turned out Kerry fan, as well as bouncy castles and face painters for the kids. Lunch available from 12:30, plus entertainment with Pat Fitz in the backstage bar after the match. Watch the match on Ireland's largest screen this Sunday at the INEC.
All the team at Buckley Agri Listowel send the Kerry team the best wishes this Sunday in the All-Ireland Football Final. Buckley Agri Listowel, serving the farmers of Kerry and beyond for over 50 years.
The closing date for applications for the Tom McBride Bursary Fund to assist people going back to part-time education is Friday 23rd of September. This fund provides assistance to those eligible who are planning to undertake certified or accredited part-time courses. This is open to residents of South Kerry only, and further details can be obtained from Deirdre Fleming on 066 94 7274 or on southkerry.ie.
Best of luck to Colm Cooper and all of the Kerry team and management. From everyone in Churchill GAA Club.
Now, boys and girls, it's back to school time. I hope you have your homework done. Q is for
quality.
H is for
Honda.
L is for
Land Rover.
M is for
Mercedes-Benz.
And the new letter for today, K is for
Kia.
So, boys and girls, for the best choice in cars in Kerry, it has to be
Team McGilligan's Listowel Road, Tralee.
Fitz is going to take the line ball from the 50-yard line. Can he do something extraordinary here? It's a lovely, lovely, lovely kick. It's over the bar! What a kick by Morris Fitzgerald. The wonder man from St. Mary's Castlefield on the 45-metre line. And he got it with the outside of his right leg, curled the ball down.
beautifully. Now the referee should blow full time and let these two magnificent sides meet again.
Magnificent teams. Magnificent moments. Kerry and Dublin are about to make new memories. And you'll hear it all here, live on Radio Kerry.
Terrace Talk with Wishy Fogarty on Radio Kerry.
Yes, indeed, you're very welcome back to the programme, coming from a packed Gresham Hotel here in Dublin. The usual preview before the big game, talking to the ordinary support, to the grassroots support, to the man in the ground. I see Elma Nix was out there with her son, Elma, of course, Radio Kerry lady, and Melanie O'Sullivan. But I want to say, I want to pass on sympathies to a lady, a great lady in Tralee, a great GA woman, Sharon Roach, one of the great GA women of the Mitchells in Tralee, who unfortunately is burying her young son this morning. She'd be here and he'd be here, but unfortunately the Lord called that man. And but I want to send out deepest sympathy, Sharon. You're a wonderful person, and I know things are very, 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 very tough, but I hope the GA helps you and keeps you going. So Sharon, from everybody on Radio Kerry and everybody here in Dublin, the Gresham, we send you our deepest sympathies. We say a big hello to all the Tea Time people in Killoan and Kinmare who are listening and supporting Kerry today. A big hello to Nora Chalk Quirk, Balloch, Abbey Field. She's 91 years old and she never misses a Kerry game and never misses Terrace Talk, and that's for her son from James and Jamie Lee. And also I want to say to hello Paddy and Josie Slattery, they're celebrating their 55 wedding today, and that's from their son Sean. And of course they're living out in Woodland in Killarney. Paddy and Josie, we're thinking of you folks today as usual, that's what we do. To Vanessa Sears and Adam from Castlemaine, and who are listening in Sydney. You're listening out there in Sydney, folks, and that's from all the Sayers and the Collinses in the Gresham. They're wishing you the best. Michael Sayers, of course, and the daughter, and up for the match today. Now, so, turning to more people, I have to have a little chat there, but before we do so, Karen Trinch is with us. Karen is going to sing another song, and it's one of a Brian McMahon's song, isn't that right, Karen?
That's right. The Week of the Races in Lovely Listowel.
So here we go, Karen Trinch with The Week of the Races in Lovely Listowel, and it couldn't be more appropriate, but they postponed the races yesterday in Listowel because they wanted everyone to be up for the match. Away with you, Karen.
Oh, Puck may be famous and Galway be grand, and the praise of Tramore go down through the land. I'll sing you a ballad and beauty extol of the week of the races in lovely Listowel. Tooraloo, tooralay, of the week of the races in lovely Listowel. I've been to Bundoran, I've rambled to Bray, I've footed it to Bantry with its beautiful bay. But I'd barter their charms, I would pawn my soul, for the week of the races in lovely Listowel. Tooraloo, tooralay, for the week of the races in lovely Listowel. They came from Castle Island, they came from Tralee, and a good-looking gentleman came from Fiji. We'd a Dutchman, a German, a Swede and a Pole, sure 'twas more like Geneva than lovely Listowel. Tooraloo, tooralay, sure 'twas more like Geneva than lovely Listowel. There were bookies and bagmen and bankers and all, Biddy Mulligan was there with a green-coloured shawl, and a cute little boy pitching pence in a bowl took me down for a crown in the town of Listowel. Tooraloo, tooralay, took me down for a crown in the town of Listowel. My rhyming is over, God bless those who heard, so I'll take to the road and go off like a bird. But before I depart, well, you all must pay toll, so three cheers for the races and lovely Listowel. Tooraloo, tooralay, 3 cheers for the races and lovely Listowel.
Oh, glory trench. Come on, the trenches. Well done. Lovely stuff. And thanks for singing those two songs, sister. That was absolutely fabulous. Well done. Say hello to Michelle Ryan of the Stacks and Barry Fitzgibbon, the Mitchells, watching in Perth, in Australia, and listening from her sister, Catherine Ryan, the secretary of the Austin Stacks Club. And in the Gresham, up the stair, they say, bring Sam home to the street of the champions. There's a happy lady over there on the left now with that. To Sean Adam and Ciara Fogarty, listening back in Killoglan, and Mike Frank's family and Aunt Margaret, and Miles Coffey from Killoglan, from Ger and Julie here at the Gresham, standing in front of me. And please play a request for Julie Noel Casey in Jersey Island, up the kingdom, and from all in Valley Desmond, County Kerry, and thank you for that. Now, so, talking to more people here, Emma Hogan is standing alongside. Emma, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thank you very much.
Emma is a member of the Kerry Supporters Club, and she knits, to see that knitting she has on her, she knits all her own Kerry material. Emma, oh, you do knit all your own Kerry material,
yeah? Yeah.
What's that now you have this morning?
That's a green and gold. I knitted that last year.
A Gansey?
Yes, a Gansey, yeah.
And a Jersey?
Green and pearl.
Yeah, slip one, pearl
that's
one.
It, yes.
Is that it?
And slip the Lisbon over the
top. After missing my grandmother, she'd be getting me to boat her to roll the balls of wool, you know, and then big ball, and she'd give me sixpence for doing it. And she'd knit one, slip one, and purl one.
Yes, and knit the slip stitch over the purl stitch.
And what else would you do?
And knit two together, and this one, and then when you're coming back, you knit two together to right to the very end.
So that's very easy.
And cast off.
So there's no problem in that. Come here, you're a great knitter anyway, and well done, and well done. No, beautiful stuff, really beautiful stuff. And the Supporters Club?
Supporters Club, I just want to thank them very much. John King, Martin Lane, and Donny O'Leary. For the great comfort they give us at coming up and going down home every match.
Yeah.
We were up this morning at 5. We were collected at 6:30 outside St. Brendan's Church.
Yeah.
And we had a lovely journey up to see the lovely green fields coming up along to the road. The weather was lovely. We stopped at the Green Isle for a lovely breakfast. I can tell you we were starved at that stage.
Yeah.
And it was really lovely.
Had you good feed of bacon and cabbage?
We had a fried egg, scrambled egg.
Yeah.
2 rashers, a sausage, a bit of black pudding, and we had toast.
Christ on, my dear, that was an awful feed altogether. You're not showing any sign of it.
I can do me for the day now.
Luke Kane from Knocknagoshan, my friend, you're very welcome.
Thanks, Wishy.
A regular contributor to the Gresham Hotel. You're following Kerry for a long time. Have you been the first All-Ireland?
My first All-Ireland was 1954. Kerry and Meath, and I have bad memories of that final.
Yeah. Kerry and Dublin especially, Luke, is that right?
That is the pairing everyone wanted.
Yeah. Why was that, Luke?
The rivalry goes back a long time. Like, I think it... Back to 1955, it really blossomed from there when a famous Dublin team were brought down to earth by Kerry on that day.
What was your one memory of 55?
Well, we had Ned Roach from Knocknagoshan playing full back for Kerry, and the cry was, how was he going to handle Kevin Heffernan?
Kevin
Heffernan would destroy him.
Yeah.
But Ned Roach put the shackles on Kevin Heffernan. He stayed inside on the verge of the square, and he left Heffernan come in, and he got nowhere against Ned Roach.
And last time I seen Ned Roach, there was a big night in Knocknagoshan from Welch's pub a number of years ago, and I went out and I interviewed him. He died since. And the one thing I asked Ned Roach, what instructions did Dr. Eamon O'Sullivan give to you going out on the field that day in 1955? And he looked at me and he said, I'll bring those instructions to my grave. He said, no one will ever know.
I remember that night well.
A great night, wasn't it?
It was a great night.
Breda O'Shafe, Breda, you're very welcome.
How are things?
Breda's from Tooth Cyst, and the last time you had Breda on Terrace Talk, they were launching their Tooth Cyst DVD.
That's right, yeah.
Congratulations again, Breda. How did it go?
It was an excellent night. Micheál Mahertig came down and helped us to launch it, so it all went off swimmingly well, and it's a piece of our history that everybody in the parish can have now. And also, apart from that, there's a piece of us above in Crow Park forevermore.
Christy O'Reilly, you see our videos, Castlevine, because he put it together.
Yeah, he was great help, Christy. We couldn't have done it without him. He did all the editing and pointed us in the right direction with a lot of things. So
and
without Christy, we couldn't have done it.
And he did the Seekers of Kerry, the Captain's Story. That four
yeah, he did a lot of work with you on that.
That 4-hour DVD.
Yeah.
And of course, Breed is well known, her voice is well known on Radio Kerry. She covers all the
ladies.
Luke, how things going to go today?
Well, I was expecting Kerry to win. But one thing that has arisen here today is there's a curling breeze.
Yeah.
And that could play havoc with the game.
Yeah.
And to quieten down that breeze, we will need rain, and the elements would always suit the underdogs.
Now,
but
remember,
I still think Kerry might pull through.
Remember what the experts said? There was a curling breeze. There wasn't a strong breeze. There wasn't a light breeze. There wasn't a breeze. There wasn't a gale force wind, but there was a curling breeze that you get in Knocknagoshill. There's only one place you get curling breezes. Isn't that right, Luke? Curling breeze. Emer, how's it going to go?
Well, Rishi, you were on the radio the other night with Pat O'Shea's dad.
Yeah.
And he said that there was a double lad there from the Dublin Fire Brigade. And so we're going to get the Dublin Fire Brigade to come down and quench the bonfires.
Good stuff. Breda, how's it going to go?
I think Kerry will shade it. They just have too much up front compared to Dublin. I know, and on the Dublin side, there's a lot of Kerry blood as well. It must be remembered.
There is indeed.
So
yeah.
I think Kerry will do it.
Well, listen, folks, thanks for joining me.
We enjoyed the day.
And once again, Emer, congratulations on your knitting.
Well, thank you, Rishi.
And I've learned a lot this morning. Knit one slip, one purl, one.
Pass the slip stitch over the
and
knit stitch.
Pass and?
The slip stitch.
Pass and slip
the
stitch.
No, pass the slip stitch over the knit stitch.
Pass the slip stitch over the knit stitch. And slip one and purl.
No, and purl two together and knit two together.
Look, that's easy enough, isn't it?
I'm delighted to hear that you're learning the people in Kerry how to knit this one.
I must get my wife and two daughters doing a bit of knitting when I go home because they're gone on strike. My wife hasn't knit since she got married. I must get back to that. Anyway, we're going for a break. We'll be back shortly and here to the Gresham.
Terrace Talk with Wishy Fogarty on Radio Kerry.
Yes, indeed, you're very welcome back to the Gresham. There's a tremendous atmosphere here. By the way, I'm inundated with requests, but what I'm going to do, the ones I didn't call out, I'll keep them and call them out on Terrace Talk over the next few weeks. There's a big, huge bundle of them here. It's about 3 feet tall, and I'll keep them all and make sure every single one of them are read out on Terrace Talk. Is that fair? That's fair enough, it is. Thanks, lads. Say hello to Bridie O'Flaherty from Upper Tully, Killoglen, from Geraldine and Kieran up the Kingdom. Say hello to Fancy Herlihy, Tournamult at Guineaguilla, from Noreen at the Gresham. And I want, by the way, before I forget it, I was down around the Great Tuck there before the All Ireland with my wife for a few days, and we passed through the Great Tuck down there, and we passed a graveyard, and I saw this big green and gold flag stuck in a grave in the graveyard. It caught my eye, and I thought it was very poignant, and I stopped, and we went in, and the grave was the grave of Paddy Grummel, a young man who died down in West Kerry, down in the Great Tuck area, a number of years ago. So Paddy Grummel, his parents put a flag stuck in his grave for the All-Ireland. It was a lovely little touch, but I just want to remember him here this morning, Paddy Grummel. May the sod rest light you on you, my friend, and we're thinking about you. And we're going to have a bit of music now. We're going to dedicate it to the Grummels and to the memory of their son, Paddy, who's buried down there alongside the little church in Gallus. There's a lovely little church down there. And Ned O'Shea's pub here, of course, in Dublin is well renowned. They join us every year for music. And Graham Gearn is from Ballyduff. Aidan Connolly is a dub, but his mother is Eileen Miner from Guineaguilla. And they're going to give us a little bit of music now, and they're going to brighten up the procedure a bit. And we're going to dedicate this to the Grummel family and to Paddy, whose grave this morning has a big green and gold flag sticking up out of below there in Galleris. So, lads, as the fella said, in your own time. We'll be right back. Well, I can tell you, if the Kerry team play half as good today as we heard there, they'll walk Dublin, I can tell you that. And that's Graham Gearn from Ballyduff and Aidan Connolly. Aidan is a dub, but Aidan's name, she's Eileen Minan from Guineaguilla. She wouldn't be Minan if she didn't come from Guineaguilla. So listen, lads, the lads are going to hold on for a few minutes and they'll play us out later on with another thing there. So are you in a rush, lads? Are you in a rush? They can be deciding themselves anyway there. So come here. Thanks for that also. By the way, I want to thank, of course, this program is sponsored by Kerry Group. Wishy Lynch, my namesake. There's two Wishes around, you know. Wishy Lynch there. Come up there, Wishy, and sit down there, and we'll have a chat. I'd love to be talking to myself. Sit down there, Wishy, and I'll have a chat with myself. Anyway, soon. This program is sponsored by Kerry Group, and we want to thank them. They sponsor this program every single year, Kerry Group. And, of course, Trevor was on sound, Eileen Moynihan and Fiona Stacker producing the program, and Sinead is back in Tralee looking after the sound back there. And Monday night in Terrace Talk, 3 hours of Terrace Talk for the homecoming and the team. Now, we're going for a break, and when I come back, I'm going to be talking to men from New York, and thereafter passing a rule over New York for the first time in over 100 years where women can join an association. They were the last bastion, I'd say, of keeping women out of everything. But we'll be hearing all about that, and it's all GA-orientated. Stay with us. We'll be back shortly.
Croker Countdown Special, brought to you in association with Kerry Group, proud sponsors of all Kerry Intercounty GAA teams.
Don't miss this month's special offers at Crazy Cave, the Kingdom's number one house of fun. Play from Monday to Thursday all day for only €5 per child. 3 months membership, play as often as you like for only €30 per child. Great value family meal deals available, including Kids Eat Free in the Garden Restaurant on Saturdays and Sundays. Fun and Fitness for Toddlers is back on Wednesday mornings, and visit our website craigcave.com for great party packages starting from just €10. No stress, no mess, just bring the kids and we'll do the rest.
St. Mary's GAA Club Carrizafine wish Brian Sheehan and all the Kerry team the best of luck in Sunday's All-Ireland Final.
It's a save! And another save!
That's how good saving feels at your credit union. Why? Because savings at your credit union go to work on behalf of members. Your credit union is owned by its members and run for its members. So any surplus made during the year is used to benefit you and your fellow members, not the stock market. The credit union. We look at things differently. Talk to your credit union or visit creditunion.ie.
Loans are subject to approval. Terms and conditions apply. Credit unions in the Republic of Ireland are regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Best of luck to Colm Cooper and all of the Kerry team and management. From everyone in Churchill GAA Club.
For a dining experience to savour, take a trip to Keane's of Curraheen, only 10 minutes from Tralee. We make every occasion special, with Sunday lunch a treat for all the family. At Keane's, we invite you to dine with us and have a tasty experience overlooking Tralee Bay. Keane's of Curraheen, a place to see and be seen.
Everyone at Billy Nocton's main Volvo dealership in Tralee wish Kieran Donaghy and all the Kerry team the very best this Sunday. Volvo for life, Kerry to win.
Don't be without water this winter. Have your water service pipes replaced up to 3 foot deep by Tralee-based company Underground Boring. For trenchless pipe installation with minimal digging and no mess, phone Mike on 087-2364-338.
Attending Tralee Institute of Technology? Let Bus Aaron take you there. With special discounts for students on single, return and 10 journey tickets, getting to and from college in the Kingdom has never been cheaper or easier. For more information or to join our new BE Club, why not log on to busaaron.ie.
Radio Kerry, sending your All-Ireland wishes onto the Kerry team.
My name is Anne Woods, and to best wishes to the Kerry team from Knockanure GAA.
Best of luck, lads. Bring Sam Maguire back to the Kingdom.
My name is Liz Gallivan from Killardland, County Kerry, and I'd like to wish all the Kerry football team all the best.
Best luck to the lads.
Best luck to the boys. Bring Sam home.
Best wishes to the team and the management for the All-Ireland final.
Radio Kerry, supporting the Kerry team.
Terrace Talk with Wishy Fogarty on Radio Kerry.
Yes, indeed, you're very welcome back to the programme. Wishy, please wish my wonderful cousin Paddy O'Shea, Langford Street, Killardon, now living here in Dublin. Paddy is Billy O'Shea's dad. who captained the Kerry Miners in 1960. Love to you, Pat, from all here in the Gresham, and we also say all of us. Now, so just before I talk to a man who's after flying all the way to America to be here on Terrace Talk, he has no interest in the match, but he wants to be here on Terrace Talk, we're going to have a song. Because Ben Quinlan sang here about 6 years ago when he was only knee-high to grasshopper. I was looking out over the table, I couldn't see him.
How are we doing, Wishy? He's the opposite now.
Ben, you're
I'm Godfather Tom Brosnan.
Yeah,
and
he's your first cousin.
They did tremendous work, the Kerry team, this year to get where they are. And really, it's a proud moment being here again today.
What are you going to sing?
And only for the grace of God, Owen got me a ticket to come here today, last minute, last week.
What are you going to sing?
I'm going to sing a song called Come Home, Sam Maguire.
Away with you.
Because we're all proud Kerry men today. So I'd like you to all sing along. All right.
Away.
Oh, come on home, Sam Maguire, come on home. Come down to the kingdom, to the throne. It's here you will be laying, 'tis the team you do the same. To have it 36 times before. When you play Kerry football, when you play, the football that you play is on display. From the goalie to the cup, the team will never unstall. Those who want to bring the Sam back home once more. Everybody! Oh, come on home, Sam Maguire, come on home. Come down to the kingdom, to their throne. It's here you will be laid, 'tis no king to do the same. To have it 36 times before. With Owen Brosnan, Colm Cooper and many more. In the banks they keep control, some of the score. In the middle, the leading man, he ends the ball with his hand and gives the other boys no chance to score. Everybody, oh, come on home, Sam Maguire, come on home. Come down to the kingdom, to your throne. It's here you will be laid, 'tis no team to do the same. To have it 36 times before. We've been all Kerry people waiting for this day. We shout with joy and laughter with no delay. We thank all the folks who have helped us on the way. We surely shout for Kerry's glory again. Everybody! Come on home, Sam Maguire, come on home. Come down to the kingdom, to your throne. It's here you will be laid, 'tis no team to do the same. To have it 36 times before, to have it 37 times today.
Ben,
thank you very much, Richard.
Ben, cracking stuff, great stuff, great stuff. Wonderful stuff. Now, so I'm turning to Tom Kennedy, the president of the Irish Association over New York. Tom, you're very welcome to the program.
Thank you, Wishy. Great to be here.
The last time that I met you, you were Donny Sullivan and Christy Reardon, the CR videos, and myself were in New York in February, and you were incorporating us into the Kerry Association.
That's right, Wishy. That was a great day for the association. How do you guys, as overseas members in our association?
You're the first. You're from Ounascall yourself.
I am from Camp, Ounascall.
Yeah. Now, you're after passing a huge vote over there lately now. I want to cut right to the point. How long is the association founded in New York?
The association was organized in 1881. It's over 130 years in existence.
And there was never a woman allowed inside your door, is that right?
That is right, yes.
We made
that change.
Tell us what happened this year.
Well, we went for a vote in November and... We weren't successful, but I came back again for a second vote in June, and now we had to get more than two-thirds of the membership to vote, and we did it in June, and it was a historical evening for our association.
How was it, Tom? Why was it that women weren't allowed in?
We never really kept women out, per se. Women really never came and really wanted to join the association, any pressure, but... The last 10 years we were getting some pressure, and it's only right. I mean, we're a united county now, and like I said when I last Friday night was when we installed 42 women.
Yeah.
Last Friday night in our association, the first 42 women was installed, and it was a historical night for us. And like I said at that night, that our best years of our association are not behind us. Our best years are ahead now. And we're looking forward to, because we have our own home. well, over there. We're the only county besides Cork that have. We have a beautiful building in 305 McLean Avenue.
You have a fabulous building. I was inside in February. Well done and congratulations. Come here. What does the GA mean to the whole community over there?
Oh, the GA. I mean, there's a whole bunch of us here from New York. I think this is my 14th year in succession. I have only missed about 2 years out of 14 years. So there's a whole bunch of us come from New York all the time. The GA is big to us.
Mike, you're doing tremendous work over there. Keep it up. Now I'm turning to Lisa Duffy for the Kerry Association here in Dublin. Lisa, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thank you very much. I'm very delighted to hear what Tom has just said.
Yeah.
My three daughters are living in New York and they'll be thrilled to hear this. One is on a flight back to New York just as we speak.
Yeah.
Lisa,
what did you think now, what we discussed there now, that there was no lady, for how long in this?
130 years.
130 years.
I know. They were so flabbergasted by this in New York.
Yeah.
And they'll be delighted to hear the women are now of equal status.
Where are you from yourself?
Drummond.
You're from Drummond. Yeah. How long are you in Dublin?
I'm in Dublin too long.
And of course, you have looked
many years.
You've looked after
years.
What was the first All Ireland final you remember coming to Dublin?
Absolutely.
Which was the first one you? What was the first one you remembered?
Back in the '60s.
In the '60s, and you've looked after all the teams since.
Yeah.
How important is the association to Dublin?
It's very popular, and we're running out, helping to run the after the match event tonight. In the juries in Ball's Bridge.
Yeah.
And tickets are flying out the door, so it'll be first come, first serve there.
Lovely.
And I'm willing to welcome, I see in the crowd, is some of my fellow parish people from Drummond who are home from New York, from Darien and Capanagrown. So delighted to see all my Drummond, New York friends here.
Great buzz around. Now, folks, how would you like to know how the Kerry team are faring? Where they are, how they're feeling, because I'm going talking to a man now, member of the Kerry County Board, who has just left the team and he was travelled with them, and I'm delighted to be interviewing him, because to be like I'd be interviewing myself, he's Weeshie Lynch. So to the first time two Weeshies were having a chat here in the Gresham. Weesh, where did the name come from? Because if I got a penny for every time I was asked that, I'd be a multimillionaire. Where did Weeshie come from, Weeshie Lynch?
Hi Weesh, how are you?
Yes.
An old football nickname, I think, that was given to me. I was maybe a bit on the small side while I was playing, but it got very popular afterwards when you came to prominence, so I'm saying it's after you now.
And you know what? I got a rake of telephone calls looking for tickets, and it was the wrong fella they were ringing. It was the wrong Weeshie. There was nobody ringing me up done saying, I'm going to send you your tickets, Weeshie. Anyway,
you're
the point. Listen to me, the team, give us a little rundown, a colour picture now, what's happening. What's happening at the moment now, Weeshie?
At the moment, they're out in Kildare. They're out in Carton House.
Yeah.
And they stayed there last night. And they got up this morning, the usual, bit of breakfast, head to Mass, and come back and have a team chat. They'll be getting on the bus around 1:45.
Yeah.
And they'll be heading into Croke Park then on the Garda escort. And they should arrive in Croke Park about 27 minutes later. It is down to that precision.
Weesh, how do you sense things going for them? How are they? Are they very uptight now? How are they in the woman hours before the game?
It's very relaxed. I went to Killarney yesterday. Sinead, who's at home with my son Jack, they dropped me to the Malton Hotel, and we had a bit of food there before we left, and the train departed around 1:05. And the usual then bit of banter going up, the county board officers, the team. We have two carriages, excellently organised by our vice chairman, Patrick O'Sullivan. And the usual quiz for the team organised by Niall O'Callaghan and Joe O'Keefe. And crack was good. Jack arrived up to me for a few minutes, inquiring about the vocational schools and what games are on next week. Very relaxed.
Jack, because he'll get wound up now in the dressing, won't he? He's very, very, very kind of a stringent man, isn't he?
He is, Jack is. Look at
he's one of the great managers.
His record speaks for itself, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
But they got off the train then in Kildare, so we followed on into Dublin, and we're all in the D4s. And as Michael O'Regan said yesterday, from the call, from the doll, from this hotel, it's like home from home here today. There's so many Kerry people and
so
great Kerry supporters.
It's all go, Weesh.
It's all go.
It's all
after
go,
a hectic
Weesh.
2 weeks. Yeah. It's great.
Hello to Michael Quilter from Linksnaw, living in Melbourne now at the World Rugby Cup in Auckland for the games, and shouting for Ireland yesterday. And today he's shouting for Paul Gallivan and the Kerry team. And he's listening to Weeshie here in the Gresham. He's going to be listening to the match. Congratulations also to Anne Sullivan, Feeney and Derek on the birth of their baby boy. Happy 21st to Niall Quilter, Linksnaw, here at the match. And love from Carmel Quilter and all the Quilter family. Can you please wish a very happy third birthday to a very special little man, Freddie Mahoney from Doreen Escapta Glen, from his dad Neely and uncle Eddie Mary, who are here in the Gresham. Also to Sarah and Pat O'Mahony from Court Glass and Escapta Glen, who are at home with Nana and Grandad. Love from Mum and Dad and up the kingdom. Happy birthday to Bridie O'Neill, Carol Lake, Kilaughlin, from Mary Lucy Array. Turning back now, the game today, how do you see it going?
I think that Kerry should be up for it, and they have shown class and perseverance before, you know, down through the years. I think it's a Kerry game.
And
today,
of course, Tom, it's important for the Kerry win for the people in New York, because the cup will be going over, and it raises everybody's spirit, doesn't it, when the cup visits New York? It's a wonderful time.
It is very important, because the last time the Kerry won, we had Sam Maguire over in our building with a big crowd there with some of the team, and it was a great evening for all. And you know, to have Sam Maguire over in the building, it was tremendous for us, and especially those who can't travel back here for the game, you know, to have Sam Maguire in our building.
Well, Tom, as a member myself of the Kerry Association in New York, an overseas member, and that was a great day over there, listen to me, thanks for coming on the programme, and well done on passing that resolution that ladies are allowed into the association for the first time in
30 years.
By God, had you had job keep them out for 130 years?
Well
done.
We fought a lot for the last 2 or 3 years, and we finally got it done. And I was on my way out of being president.
And it took a Kerry man to do it. Well done, Tom. Well done.
All right.
Well done, folks.
Thank you.
Weesh, always nice having you on. Weesh.
Lovely, Weesh. A pleasure.
It's always great having Weesh on Terrace Talk.
That's it.
Well done. We'll come for a short break. When we come back, we'll be winding up with a bit of more music.
Thank you.
And we'll wrap up. And hello to Monty O'Neill and all the O'Neills in Cremorne. Good luck to Dunica and all the Kerry team from Mary Lucy and Ray. And don't forget, all these requests will be read out in Terrace Talk as we move along. We're going for a short break. Stay with us. We'll be back shortly for the final part, because then we'll be heading up to Croker. We'll be revisiting that golden sod up there. The first time I went up there was 1955 when Kerry played Dublin and Tiggy Lyne kicked all those points. And I saw a Dublin man on a white horse galloping up O'Connell Street in 1955, and all the dubs shouting down the Kerry people. But by God, it was the other way around when the whistle went. Stay back and we'll be with you shortly.
Terrace Talk with Weesh Fogarty on Radio Kerry.
Yes, indeed, you're very welcome back to the final part of the programme. There's a Dublin man here. He has no ticket, and he's in an awful state. If anybody has a spare ticket, come up to the Dub and get him out of his misery here, because the man is having fits of convulsions, would you believe? He threw himself down on the floor there a while ago in front of everybody looking for a ticket. So if anyone has him, please have mercy on him. We'll do the best we can for him. Big hello to Mara Casey, St. Brendan's Patrick Lee, who is listening. And also, hello to Amy O'Connor of Castle Island. She was here 2 years ago, and she sat up here. She was only 2 months old. Would you believe? 2 years ago, she sat up here in Terrace Talk. She's the youngest person we ever had on, 2 months old, and that comes from her mum and dad. And she's listening, because they told her, listen in, because you won't be able to understand a bit. Also, greetings to the O'Connor brothers from Glowntown and Castle Island in New York, New Jersey, and San Francisco, and Massey, also New York, from Margaret from Margaret. Anyway, they're all listening over there. So to the O'Connor brothers, you're all listening over there. Now, so we're finishing up here. Before I do so, but don't forget, Kerry Group are the sponsors of this great programme. Thanks to Kerry Group. Trevor is on sound anyway, as always. Eileen and Fiona produced the programme here, and Sinead is back in sound, because it takes a big team. Terrace Talk is like Kerry. It is a big team, and you can listen to Terrace Talk tomorrow night for 3 hours tomorrow night on Radio Kerry to come back to the match. Leo Griffin, my friend, how are you? Leo Griffin has been associated with Kerry teams going back to, he was the bagman. Back when, Leo?
I was only nearly 40 years here. I was associated, yeah.
40 years associated, yeah. And decided that you were in many Kerry dressing room.
Yeah. I was with the subs for the 59 All-Ireland.
Were you? Yeah. Were you? What's your favourite memory of all those years, Leo?
Well, there were great memories, there were.
Yeah?
Yeah. Especially with Mick Dwyer.
Yeah?
Especially with Mick Dwyer and the lads, like.
Yeah.
I definitely think that Mick Dwyer's team, I definitely think, in my books, were one of the greatest teams that ever graced Croke Park.
They were a great team. Yeah. Phil Healy, Phil from Marfert. Phil, you're very welcome. Nice to talk to you.
Thanks, Bruce.
Nice. How do you think the game will go?
Very good. Thank you. It's great to be alive for another All-Ireland with Kerry in it.
How many All-Irelands have you been at?
Well, I have been coming since 1953, Kerry and Armagh.
How do you think it's going to go today?
Well, I you know, what I noticed about today, there's a great attitude and it's very carefree and the people are in great form and it looks like they're quite happy. No matter who wins, it'll be a great sporting occasion.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think people are enjoying themselves. There's no pressure. And this team have been so good that they don't owe anything to anybody.
You're spot on, Phil. I could stay talking to you for a long time, but we're finishing up now. Leo, quick one.
Oh, good, dear. The last piece of music he's playing there, he's going to play for Mary Conway.
Oh, Mary Conway, of course.
Yeah,
of
Mary is a friend of mine.
Of course.
Yeah.
Graham Gairn is from Ballyduff. Graham stayed with us to finish up. Kerry Group are the sponsors. Trevor, Eileen, Fiona and Sinead back in sound. Terrace Talk tomorrow night, 3 hours tomorrow night, and the homecoming of the team. I want to thank everybody who came into the Gresham, everybody who is listening. And so what we'll do, we'll give 3 cheers for Kerry. Hip hip.
Hey!
Hip hip.
Hey!
Hip hip. And we're going out, and before we do, thanks to the people in the Gresham and everybody here in the hotel who accommodate us every single year. Great stuff. And here we go, Graham Gairn from Ballyduff for great hurling. And Ballyduff, of course, won an All-Ireland hurling title away many, many years ago. So what appropriate man, a man from Ballyduff who won an All-Ireland title, playing in the day that Kerry are going to win their 37th.